Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday today, and we have our series, Stories of Hope. I'm so excited to introduce you to our first guest. And Sarah, before I introduce you, let me also remind you that we have our audience is mainly women. That's the majority of our audience, 85% at least of women. And women, as we are maturing in our years, all of us would like to look younger, feel younger, have more beautiful skin, because we're all affected by it. So my first guest today, Sarah Brown, she is a holistic esthetician and skincare coach. Her skincare career started in 2006 as a therapist, which led to teaching at a private college in 2013. And in 2015, she decided to step away from traditional skincare for many professional and personal reasons, which led her down the path of holistic skincare. With 16 years industry experience, her mission is to empower women with alternative anti-aging solutions to make better choices when it comes to addressing aging concerns. She's obsessed with building a community of women who feel and look their very best naturally. Welcome to the show today, Sarah Brown.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, and you do look very holistic and very natural in your glow, in your features and good skin as well. That's one of the things that we were talking about in the break. We were talking about good skin. So here you are inspiring women to look at their youth and their beauty in a different way, in a holistic way. And so do you want to, you know, chime in and talk to us a little bit about what that means?
Absolutely. I think for me, talking about my story is quite powerful. When I was in my early 30s, I was really starting to see some differences within my skin. I'd just become a new mom. I was working full time teaching and running my own business. And the stresses of and the life that I was living then was taking its toll on my skin. And it started to really make me feel very anxious and pretty just crappy about my appearance. And it was even worse because I was trained within the industry. I knew how to have the youthful glow and what I should be doing to take care of my skin. But I just felt embarrassed to tell people that I was a skin therapist, that I was an esthetician, because of the way I felt and how I looked. And I just knew I was missing something. I mean, I had access to all the fancy singing and dancing expensive products. I could access high treatments because I was working at a college. And I knew all the methods and the hacks and the tips, but nothing seemed to work. All the time I was investing, all my effort, you know, the investment of financially too, and nothing was changing. And that really made me evaluate my career on what I was promoting and doing for people. And I had always felt cheated by the skincare industry. You know, when you're training as a therapist, it's always sell, 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 product, 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 because that's where your commission lies. And then when I went into teaching, that's what I was teaching my students. You know, make sure you know about this product and make sure you sell, 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 because this is where most of your commission was. And it never sat right with me. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I knew there was a piece of the puzzle missing. I had all the products. I knew what I was doing. And that's why in 2015, I stepped away from traditional skincare, because why would I continue doing something that wasn't working? And when I became a mum for the first time, I think I wanted massively to be live a more less toxic lifestyle. And I started, you know, delving around, finding new ways to, you know, be less toxic. And I just happened to stumble across holistic skincare. And wow, what a complete transformation it made to my skin and my life within just 6 weeks. It was such an extraordinary turnaround for me. And it was actually my mum, good old my mum, pointed out my forehead lines when we were on a FaceTime one day. And I thought, well, if my mum's pointing them out, I need to seriously do something about this now. So I tried the holistic methods to reduce my forehead lines. Within 6 weeks, I had massively reduced them without the fuss, with no invasive treatments, just focusing on my personal well-being and my habits and my mindset. And my complexion actually massively improved within just a couple of weeks. And it just blew me away. And as a professional esthetician, I was like, I can't keep this to myself. I have to stand up against everything that I've learned and all my career knowledge and say, no, this is not right. This is the way forward. And that's what I did. I just scrapped my years and years of education of what I knew and went down a different path of holistic skincare.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever really heard of, I might have heard of holistic skincare, but it's certainly not something that I have sought out. So that I have sought out or even, you know, because I guess because the mainstream is, you know, pushing so much on the other, but I have rejected that long ago, you know, that's not the way that I want to go. So, do you want to let us know about how you're helping clients today with the work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to touch on what you just said there, if I can.
Yeah.
That question was always in the back of my mind. Why is the beauty industry not screaming this from the rooftops? Why does nobody know about holistic skincare? Why is it always, you know, down by the other industry that it's just hocus pocus and it's just airy fairy? And then it dawned upon me, it's because holistic skincare is all about you investing in you. You have everything you need to achieve long-term skin success. You just need to know what to tap into. And it's because you're not going to be buying products. You're not going to be product hopping, looking out for that next best quick fix. So it's not going to make the beauty industry a ton of money because you're not going to just rely on products. The main thing that when I work with clients is I want them to stop buying their way out of feeling unhappy with their skin, because it's not the answer. Products are not the answer. And I can go into loads and loads of detail of why, like how we age and the root cause of aging. Products are not going to touch that, are not going to touch the reason why you're aging. It's just going to maybe give you cover up a few signs and symptoms. But how I work with clients is to give them awareness.
Hold on 1 second, Sarah. I just want to say before we go there, before you go there and answer that question, one of the reasons why you left your career is because here's the thing. The reason why this mainstream keeps pushing this, and why they're not saying anything about it is because it is and always has been about the money. Selling the product. It is and has been about. I mean, I don't know what the cosmetic industry brings in as far as, you know, a year,
Trillions of dollars.
Yeah, right. So it is all about the money. So pushing the products. And that really is the reason why you left.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't its core organic truth for you and the essence of what you believe, because like you said earlier, you were also selling commission. It was about the money. Now you're going to the root core and you're looking at what's already within us that we can do to enhance our beauty as we age, right? So now answer the question about, you know, how do you help people?
Yeah, and from a young age, I just generally wanted to help people. And the current career that I was in just wasn't allowing me to do that. And that's when I discovered holistic skincare, it sat with my values and beliefs. To do things naturally, we have everything we need to achieve skin success. And when I work with clients, I just help them reevaluate their daily habits, help them identify the trigger of aging, because everybody's trigger is different. You know, with, for instance, frown lines, it's from constant poor expression. It's from weakening of muscles, tight fascia on the scalp. And no product can actually help you stop that. So I really want my clients to be proactive instead of reactive. Reactive is reaching for that product, reaching for the Botox, reaching for the invasive treatment. You don't need to go down that route or even think about it if you're being proactive. So the four main pillars that I go through is, one is mindset. Your mind is so powerful that it controls everything that you do. Also looking at identifying your trigger. So what's causing the aging concern in the first place? Then you can work on habits to eliminate that. Start de-accelerating the premature aging stage. And I always like to say that habits are what influences your skin's appearance, but your mind is what influences your habits. So there's a very close connection there. So you can't just do one or the other. They both interconnect. And then I teach also skin nutrition, you know, treating the skin from within. Very powerful and very easy habit to do is through skin nutrition. And then also I add in the inside out effect of facial exercises and massage. It's so powerful, facial yoga. You know that you can change your body's appearance through regular exercise, and your face is no different. It's science, it's fact, it will work. So we work massively on that.
How do people find you on social media?
So I'm on Instagram, s.jbrown_, and also you can reach out to me on my website, sarahbrowncoach.com, and I also have a Facebook group called Skin Vision, and both on my Instagram and Facebook I give tons of free information and some practices to try as well.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate you coming on today and inspiring us with what it is that you're doing with women and how you're helping them today. And I really salute you for, you know, going against the status quo, not going after the money, but going after the truth of what you know works. So thank you so much for coming on, Sarah Brown.
No problem. It's a pleasure. I'm glad to share my passion and expertise with your audience.
Yeah, you are an educator. Now you're educating women, you know, helping them, raising their awareness, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skip.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to continue on the conversation with mindset and how to shift your mindset so that you can age gracefully and also build a business for yourself, working with clients, charging what it is that you want to charge according to your own structures. My next guest is Desiree Stafford. She helps coaches and other service-based entrepreneurs attract the right clients at the right prices and leap to 5 to 6-figure months with simplicity and ease. Welcome to the show, Desiree.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So nice that you are helping. Are your clients primarily women and or men too? Or is it
women? Yeah, I've worked with men, but primarily I work with women.
Okay. And so what inspired you to go in that direction?
Honestly, I feel like for a lot of women, we struggle to give ourselves permission to be who we really want to be, to say what we want to say, to charge what we want to charge, right? To really run our businesses on our own terms. And so that's one of the reasons why I love supporting women. I've worked with some men as well, like I mentioned, but I feel like my calling is to support women because this is an area where when we give ourselves these permissions, that's when we are able to flourish and make the impact that we're here to make as well as the income.
Right. And women have, you know, I mean, struggled with money for a long time because over the course of the last 50 years or whatever, the man was still in charge of making the money, giving the money over to the woman and all of that. So to bring all of that in balance, and then women now really, you know, being successful and getting paid their value, their worth, and, you know, what it is that they want to do, which is why it's important that they are included in setting up those structures, would you say?
Absolutely. There's so many women where a lot of the times why the business isn't growing is because they have given their power away, mm-hmm. right? They're still, even though they're running their own business, they're still waiting for permission. It's as if a lot of times my clients, they want to charge more, for example, but it's like they're waiting for permission from a pricing genie, right? To come and tap them on the shoulder and say, it's okay to charge what you want to charge. That they know enough yet, that they're worthy enough yet, like those kinds of things. And so I do a lot of work with my clients on the mindset and the energetics so that they can give themselves permission, because we can talk a good game. In other words, we can want to play a bigger game, but then we have to learn how to get out of our own way. And for women, you know, that can be challenging. A lot of my clients, they're various ages and from different backgrounds, but some of them are married. So they have, you know, fear that when they make more money, it's going to upset the power dynamic in their relationship. So they feel like they might hold back, or they might have a mother wound that they're afraid to, you know, rock the boat, or they, you know, have mom guilt themselves. Like they want to make more money, but there's this fear that if I make more money, that I won't be able to spend as much time as I want with my family. So I work with my clients to get a clear sense of what the vision is. And then we build the business around their desired lifestyle.
Yeah, that's amazing. So how do you find your clients? How do you find your clients, and how do you support women in business to find their clients?
I find my clients on social media. That's my primary way. But I always tell my clients that they can find clients anywhere. In fact, I believe that we live in a world of attraction. So it's not about going out and trying to find the clients. It's more about being the version of yourself who's magnetizing to those clients. So a lot of the work I do with my clients is on, you know, really upgrading their own sense of identity so that they feel that they can lean back a little bit rather than feel like they have to lean in all the time and chasing after the clients. It's like, how do we shift so that you feel that you're high value, so that you recognize the clients that I work with, they do transformational work. In other words, their work is priceless. There's so much demand. And oftentimes, because they're so good at what they do and they've done it for so long, that they often undervalue the value that they add to their clients' lives, right? And so that kind of perpetuates the fear that I need to go out there and try to find the clients. And so a lot of the work that I'm doing with my clients is, number one, identifying what are some of the core wounds that even establish those beliefs, right? So that we can shift that, so that you can actually lean back and be the version of yourself who's basically a lighthouse, right? And you show up, you shine bright, and you share your message, and your people will find you.
I love that. So what social media are you active on where people can learn more about the work that you do?
Yeah, I'm pretty active on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn and Instagram. I do have some YouTube presence as well, but those are the main platforms.
So and on your Facebook profile, where you're sharing tips and posts and different things like that, what is it that you are talking about?
Whatever comes to mind. I'm so glad you asked that question, because so many of my clients, they have been trying to fit themselves into a box. Mm-hmm. And the way that I'm all about freedom, as we were talking before we started this interview, the base premise of the work that I do is about freedom. It's about freeing ourselves from the conditioning, from the limiting beliefs, from that nice girl persona, the good girl stuff, and actually doing what we think we need to do in order to make sales rather than what feels aligned. And so what I help my clients do is tap into their own sense of intuition. And when they do that, then they are a magnet to the ideas that are what they need to put out into the world to call their clients in. Now, they have to have a baseline understanding of what their message is. But once you know what that is, and most of my clients know what that is, it's about giving themselves permission to express that unapologetically, then whatever comes to them, I believe the message that comes to you is for you and for your people, right? So there isn't, you know, I have to have these specific content pillars. It's you really living your life and being a model for your clients in terms of what the expansion that they want to experience. And from that place, the ideas will come to you. So it's not about trying to create the copy to make the clients come. It's being the version of yourself who is a match of the content ideas that you put out into the world, and that attracts your people.
Yes. And so do you have success stories from people that you're working with right now that they're blowing you away?
Oh, many. My thing is this. I believe that my clients are capable of anything. So any goal that they have set in their mind, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Like, it doesn't surprise me when they achieve their goals. It surprises them, because right, they typically will come in with a much smaller goal than what they actually create. Like, one client was stuck at $5,000 a month. Her goal when she hired me was $15,000 a month. In 2 weeks, she did $41,000, right?
Wow. Like,
that's how quickly some clients can move. I had another client, she went from no sales for months to a $30,000 day in 4 weeks. This is the kind of stuff that happens. And it's not because of strategy. That's one of the things I teach my client, or let me rephrase. It's not because of the tactics, like the common marketing tactics that all the gurus are pitching you, right? Because if it was that, then everybody would be getting results. It's always about who my clients are being. So that's what I help them tap into first. When my clients free themselves to be their real selves, again, the version that is unburdened by the conditioning that causes them to play small, they show up authentically. They speak their truth, right? And they magnetize the clients to them because their energy shifts. And that's so much of what creates success, and not just, you know, quick success, those quick wins that you can't repeat, but this is long-term success, especially when we're talking about doing the identity work. You become a match to the results that you want, and you're able to keep it rather than those up and down money months. Sometimes you get results, sometimes you don't, that kind of thing.
You're talking about sustainability and
Absolutely. To
continuously, because again, the core value is, the core principles is freedom. So that also includes financial freedom. Yeah. And so everything that you're talking about right here about being your authentic self, really being true to who you are, and that is you being the model yourself, because if you say you're posting to whatever comes to mind and you're sharing whatever you want to share, then that is being your true self, your authentic self.
Yeah, it makes business and life so much more fun, so much more profitable, a lot less stress. You know, and many of my clients, one of the things that they love the most is that they get to be themselves. They get to be true to themselves. And business now feels more like fun. Obviously, there's some stuff that feels like work, but a lot of it feels like play. Many of my clients, that's what they want, because they've been so used to putting the pressure on themselves to perform like everyone else has told them to perform. And it takes all of the fun out. So I help them come back to their truth. Right. And
what about people that are just beginning?
So I do the same thing with them. I had a client who came to work with me. She had just started her business. She had a background in what it was that she wanted to offer to people. So she had experience doing this work, but not in her own business. Within the first 2 weeks, she signed her first $6,000 sale. Not a bad way to start your business. I had another client, she did a 10K month her first month, right? Like, and again, it's not because of the strategy. I'm not saying that tactics and strategies don't matter. They do, but that's not the most important thing. Like what I teach my clients, I have three core pillars of my work. It's always the high value identity first. Then it's the high value offers that you know are based on your zone of genius. So you know you're going to help your clients get results. And then also a high value message. It's those three things that, in my opinion, helps my clients soar.
Well, I can feel your energy. I can feel the whole magnetism. I can feel the vibration and the electricity from what you're talking about. So how can people find you on social media?
I am on Facebook at Desiree Stafford HPI. And then I'm also on LinkedIn, Desiree Stafford, and also on Instagram at Desiree T Stafford. And my website, powerhouseunleashed.com.
That's definitely what you are, Powerhouse Unleashed. I can feel it. Thank you so much for coming on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And also thank you for all the work that you're doing out there, helping women embrace their true prosperity and live in freedom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone.
Choose the New Earth and the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skip.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Today, we are making our dreams come true. We're changing our mindset and we're breaking the status quo. My next guest today is Darlene Oliver. She is known as not your traditional career coach, because everything she's accomplished professionally over the past 15 years has been born out of a desire to follow her dreams in a way that allows her to create financial freedom while working in her sweet spot. Many of her solutions have been unconventional, as she knew early on that the traditional 9-to-5 job would never work for her. She's a serial entrepreneur that has not only built businesses for herself, but she has shared her expertise with others, developing and inspiring new and experienced entrepreneurs along the way. She loves sharing the simple methodologies that she used over the years to help her clients navigate the entrepreneurial mind field and ultimately create something many never thought was possible. Business coaching is her purpose in life, and Darlene loves to take aspiring business owners into the next step of their career journey and create a powerful tribe of unconventional business women. Darlene, welcome to the show today.
No, thank you so much for having me. I am excited today to be on your show and to tell people about my story.
Yeah, I want you to get straight into it. Take us into your story about how you got started and why the traditional 9-to-5 system doesn't work for you, didn't work for you.
Right. I usually think I'm the least interesting person in the room, mostly because I feel I'm surrounded by so many inspiring people. But I'm learning that my story is inspiring, so that's why I came on your show, and thank you again for having me. My journey is not like the typical stories you usually hear from entrepreneurs. I had started out years trying to make it work for myself, including buying a big company, and nothing seemed to work out, so I'd almost given up hope. Especially when my journey hit its downfall. And I might get a little emotional, excuse me, I always get back into that frame of mind when I remember these days. It started over a decade ago when I had spent 15 years working in management, raising my kids, single mom. A lot of us know how hard that is. But then I ended up hitting this point where shortly after or around the birth of my daughter, I lost my job. Here's where the emotion kicks in. And I was out of work for a long time. So long, in fact, that I ended up falling it so far into debt that my home was foreclosed upon. Then I ended up having to file bankruptcy. My young daughter's father was deported, leaving me as a sole supporter, single mom again. And then I had a car accident, and it was horrible. I could not work a 40-hour week job, and I had been out of work so long, it was almost, I was hopeless. So here's where I'm gonna get happy again. I was overwhelmed, depressed, and hopeless, and I had to move in with my twin sister. We're identical, and this is going to be even more interesting later. And then my sister came to me one day and she said, let's start a home-based business. And at first I was like, been there, done that. I'm at the worst point in my life. I need something that's going to work. But the more I thought about it and we talked about it, the more sense it made, because I had no other choice, and it was transformational for me. And I've got my note cards. You'll have to excuse me, because I want to stay on point here with this. My sister went through this with me. She started a home-based business doing what I did. So here's where it's interesting. Identical twins, both starting home-based businesses. And we were doing the same thing in different cities, and we were making it work. And then I got this bug. I got addicted. So I started doing research and finding all these different ways to make money. And over that decade, it was miraculous. I ended up working as a tutor, a telemarketer, a wedding officiant. I was selling things online. I was doing collections, site inspections, property preservation. I did loss mitigations. I became a QuickBooks Pro advisor after doing bookkeeping for a while because I really loved it. Then I became a licensed tax preparer. I became licensed to sell insurance, sold solar, flipping land, author, blogger, and now a business coach. So if you can imagine going from thinking, this is impossible, there's no way for this to work, to being able in a decade, pick up all of this work. And I was working for companies all over the country. So when you hear people start talking about not being able to work from home during the pandemic, you know, that was so sad for me. I was heartbroken for people. So excuse my being emotional again, because that's why I'm here. This is so possible. So I tried so many things, and the things that I loved, I brought into my business. And this is what I kept doing. I was doing things that I enjoyed doing, and I was making more money than I ever made at a real job. And I was controlling the hours I worked, spending more time with my kids, and being able to live a lifestyle that I had only dreamed of. So let me calm down for a second here, because people started asking me, how are you doing this? How do I do this? And that's when I was like, wait a minute, aha moment. I can teach people how to do this. So I started going back over what I did and figuring out what process did I use, because it was a process to doing each one of these things. You don't just jump in to do something and expect it to be successful. Like I said, there's three steps that you have to take to make this work correctly. So I went in, I documented my process, and I started helping people be able to do this too. And it works. The Triple E framework is expertise, emotions, and earnings. It equals success if you make sure that you follow all three of these steps. So I have a freebie at the end of the show I want to tell people about so that they can download this PDF and take those three steps. If you actually work out these three steps and figure out what you want to do, you can be doing what you love and making good money and living the lifestyle that you dream of. It's personal development and personal fulfillment, financial security, all in one. You just have to build a business that's right for you, not just pick something that somebody else thought up for you.
Well, I just want to tell you, I love how you told this story, okay?
Well, I get real emotional when I talk about this, because it is so personal to people, yeah. And I am not special by any means. Anyone can do this. It doesn't take a college degree, you know, and it doesn't take a genius to do this. You just have to follow the steps.
Yeah. I love how you read it out. I love how you told the story. I love how emotional you are about it, because you went back into the memory of all of that. And, you know, I love the, I need something to work. I need something to work. I love that part. I need something to work. Many people will be able to relate to that. I need something to work. And that could be a title for a book or something, because that really,
I would think so. Yes.
That really stood out for me. I need that to work. You know, so many people can relate to this, but very inspiring. So you did all these other jobs, you know, in your home-based experience, all the things that you listed, which I also thought were brilliant, right, about your story. And then you brought it back to your business coaching, and you developed your own technique and your own formula. And now you're helping other entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, mompreneurs begin and start their own business based on that formula that you developed, and you're coaching them and supporting them.
Right. And I want to inspire and motivate them to understand that anybody can do this. That's the biggest hurdle that entrepreneurs, especially mompreneurs, have to struggle with, is fear of failure and not knowing where to start. But anybody can do this. It just takes the framework and the belief that you can to be able to get that transformation.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, a lot of times when you don't have that belief in yourself yet, that's why it's so powerful when you have a coach or you have a mentor or somebody that is supporting you, because they will hold that for you until you actually can and hold it yourself. So let's tell the audience where they can find you.
You can find that freebie and download it at www.mompreneurssweetspot.com. Again, that's mompreneurs, mompreneurs at the end, then sweetspot, sweetspot.com. Download the freebie there, and you can also click to schedule a call with me if you'd like to talk to me about it and see if I can help you. But understand, if I can go from this horrible, the worst time of my life and not believing in myself and unable to do it, to marrying dozens of people and performing over 800 signings and notarizations, site inspections. I mean, I have done so many things for companies all over the country. This can be done. You just have to believe in yourself and take the steps to make it happen. Don't give up.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much, Oliver, for coming on the show today. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skip.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Brenda Rice. She is the two-time author, speaker, podcast host, and is a sought-after transformation forgiveness coach who guides her cherished clients from being stuck in shame, resentment, and self-sabotage to feeling freer, more expanded, and ready to share themselves and their passions with the world. When she's not providing compassionate guidance to help her clients create more abundance, clarity and a purpose and freedom in their lives, you can find her hiking, playing with her grandkids, snuggling with her fur babies, or reading a book or two to expand her mind and soul and business. Welcome to the show today,
Brenda. Thank you, Cornelia.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. We were talking in the break about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. When you said when your clients come to you, the people that come to you, they are ready. and then we were getting ready to come on the show. So please continue on what you were saying to me.
So when you, we were talking about there's the personal forgiveness of family, of friends, of self, and then there's the world and the things that are going on there. And so when people come to me, they are usually ready to work on something that's very personal to them. And when I share and when I speak, when I talk, there's a aspect of forgiveness that I look at that has changed my life. It actually helped me with the forgiveness of myself and others, because in the forgiveness work that I teach that all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. As long as we're willing to look at it that way, which means I can't blame everybody else right now. I can, you know, there's a difference here because we have been victimized. A lot of us have been victimized, but do I have to stay a victim? And that's that caveat there. That's where people come to me when they're ready to go, I think I'm done being the victim. And so when we look at this, this reflection of how people are showing up in our lives to help us learn and grow, when we can learn to kind of reframe it that way, it also reflects to the outside world globally. I think that we can make a difference, Cornelia, in the fact that when we do our inner, our personal work, our personal development, when we heal, that also, you know, it changes the world. It changes what we're, how we're thinking, how we're doing, how we're reacting or responding, which is huge, the difference there.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that happens here in this conversation when we're taking responsibility for our own healing and our sovereignty and who we are in the world as empowered creators. We're either acting, living and acting as empowered creators, or we're living and acting as victims.
Yes.
Like you said, that the more that we point the finger outward, because of you, because of you, because of this and because of that, I'm this way. When that takes place, that then leaves us as the victim. But I'm sure that you've seen, like you said, many clients that come to you, they come to you with some personal issues. There must be some pretty heavy things that people are carrying. And also with having done much forgiveness work myself, that you said it, the forgiveness is the forgiving yourself.
Yes.
Forgiving your part in the relationship. Is that right?
Well, it is. And it's learning to go there. There's also a different aspect that we'll talk about in a minute, because that's even a bigger one for people to grasp. And when I learned that in the radical forgiveness work, that really helped me to understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. But the first part of what we get to do is when I work with clients or with people, you know, we become aware of what happened, like the other person's part, our part. We can't change something unless we know it's there. So instead of just blame, let me go, wait a second. I did put up with this. I did, you know, I didn't do what I knew. I felt inside. A lot of us know inside what we can do or can't do or what we have control over. I have control over me. So when I can take that that awareness and we turn it into responsibility, like, okay, I can take responsibility for my choices and actions. It doesn't condone their behavior. It doesn't say what they did was right or wrong. It's just like, wait a second, I'm going to pull my energy back to me. Instead of blaming someone else, that gives away all our power to them, as you know. And then when we bring it back to us, we can take a breath and we can go, okay, now, because there's another piece of this where that's what brings in the choice of forgiveness. And when we can do that, then we can decide, am I ready or not? Do I want to or not? Because yes, forgiveness is powerful. Yes, forgiveness is life-changing. And because it brings that freedom to us, yet some people aren't quite ready. And we honor that too. And that's a really big empowering step, because before it's like, no, it's their fault. I'm never going to forgive them. Therefore, you're holding yourself captive too. And then, yeah.
Yeah. And pretty much, you know, to do the forgiveness work, it supports you in becoming freer, lighter, yeah, happier, more joyful, because you're not carrying that density of the blame and judgment, which is very low vibration, with you as you're living your life.
Yes. And that's the one thing that when I teach people about resentment is that heavy boulder. That mm-hmm. resentment is, it's like having a boulder between you and me, between me and life, between me and relationships and the dreams that I want to have. It's a heaviness. We can feel it. And, you know, but resentment has a power to it. Mm-hmm. Resentment has a label. It's a power that I've been victimized, that there's something wrong, and that therefore you're going to pay for this. We don't stop and go, wait a second. That boulder keeps me from me. That boulder is stopping me from really knowing the light of my truth, of my understanding, of the love of myself. And that's what I look at forgiveness is. Forgiveness is really learning to love and accept ourselves, all of us, and all of the parts of us. And when we can do that and take responsibility for that, that's powerful. And it's a strength, a different strength that we've been taught before. Because our the other parts of us, right, the parts we try to shove away, you know, you've heard it, the shadow, or you've heard it, you know, those negative beliefs. And it's like, yeah, but they're a part of us. What if we accepted all of that? What if we accepted all those parts of us, then what we call negative or the shadow side? What if? And I had a client recently tell me, she said, I never thought about forgiveness this way. I always thought it was just about the other person and I needed to forgive them and I didn't want to. But she said, I didn't realize it was about me and accepting me and knowing that those people that showed up in my life that I thought was a negative was actually helping me grow into me.
Yeah, that is, sometimes it's hard to take because there's hurt there. Yeah. There's all kinds of things there. It's kind of hard to take, but that is the wiser path. And that is also the freer path. And also, when we look at the evolution of our humanity today, we're either living the old world, yeah, or we're rising and ascending into the new. And in the new earth where we live and where we're, you know, interacting with each other, forgiveness has to be the tool, has to be there in order for that bridge to happen from the old world to the new. And we have to use it, because we otherwise will continue on creating the same system that hasn't worked in our old right. Earth 3D world. And that's the part. And I look at forgiveness as a tool to help us rise into, like you said, more love for self. And in the bigger picture, it's in the oneness of all.
It is in the oneness. And I love how you said that, because I think of forgiveness as the bridge. It's the bridge of my old, you can think of past, future, you can think of old world, new world, because where we're going with the new world, we get to raise our vibration. It's imperative. Forgiveness is imperative. And when we think of forgiveness, with the radical forgiveness that I teach, it is about looking at reframing it in a whole different way to where, wait a minute, if we all come together to help each other learn and grow, if we all help each other teach each other, then wow, maybe there's nothing to forgive.
Yeah.
And that's a big one.
That is a big one. I mean, that is the big one. That's going to be the ascended highest heaven on earth consciousness.
Yes.
There in the higher dimensions, there's nothing to forgive because it's already been done. It's already been forgiven. And we are wise to know, but that bridge that you, it's good that you're doing that work. How can people find you on social media?
And social media, they can go, Instagram is Brenda Reiss, R-E-I-S-S coach. And they can find me at Brenda-Reiss coach on Facebook. So I'm on Instagram, mainly Facebook. And then my website, BrendaReissCoaching.com.
Good. And you also have a podcast.
I do. Forgive. It's called Forgive Yourself with Brenda Reese, and you can find it on Spotify and Apple and on my website.
That's so wonderful. Do you find that people have a hard time forgiving themselves?
They do. We are the hardest one because we've got that judge, jury, prosecutor, defense attorney. We got all that in our head. And so when we can learn to separate those and learn to accept them, oh, it changes everything, Cornelia.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I like to, when I'm stuck in something like that, I like to just say, I'm going to let everybody off the hook. Everybody's off the hook. I'm off the hook. Everybody's off the hook. Whew. I'm letting it all go. I'm releasing.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Brenda, it was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today. We'd certainly love to have you come back and have a longer conversation with you. I'm sure we can talk about all kinds of wonderful things, forgiveness related and consciousness.
Yes, I would love it, Cornelia. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda Reese. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show today. And we'll see you again next time. Take good care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.